You see, when you realize enlightenment, it's like the will of ignorance. You know the word will or not? How to spell, you know?
Ah,
good. V-E-I-L. He said, it's like the will of ignorance. Drop off. When I saw this in his temple, my nature was full of joy because it happened to me in 1989, later, end of 1989, after I connect 9 months later. So when this one dropped off, the mundane Maya like completely disappear, like the cloud all dispersed now, then the sun's rays shine forth. That's why this awareness nature inside there. Then suddenly, I fully aware, completely aware. Then I look at nature, I look at every, even my house, everything becomes so different. No? The pristine beauty and wonder of life. No? Just like Eckhart, after he suddenly went in, then he come out, everything different. He said the room he stay, for 18 years has been the way it is, and he never pay attention to all this, and he can never see them. Until that transformation happened, he come out suddenly like, how come everything like that? Everything become like so clear, so pristine. Then like nothing in front there to disturb you. Then the mind is like, later on I came to know this is a supra mundane mind. But I need a mind to live. Understand? Like Hui Ling don't have mundane mind, he got a mind. That is the supra mundane mind. Or you call it the true mind. That awareness nature, it come out. So that one, like, you're not thinking one, no. Like, no image, nothing one, no. Then, funny thing is, that whole thing is awareness itself. No. That's why when I look at phenomena, when I look at nature, I look at my house, everything, the universal characteristic everywhere, no. Yeah, I realize, how come like that? That's why later on I realized that I share with you all, truth is everywhere. You remember? Maybe you use read. Truth is everywhere. Why can't you see? Very good. Or those who see, they always see. And what is this truth? Universal characteristic, understand that? Three universal means anicang, dukkang, anatta. One N or two N? One N or two N, anicang. One. Double K,
Yes.
Every phenomenon, everything I come to perceive has this characteristic on it. That's why during that time, I was sitting alone at home. Then I remember I told my wife, I say, how come like that one? I don't know what happened. Then for 1 week, I was in that state. Then later on, I reflected, I contemplated. He said, this is crazy. Book was never right. Nobody has ever, I should say, comment about this or share anything about this. That's why after that, I start to understand everything. And everything becomes very clear. Everywhere I see, Dhamma is everywhere, truth is everywhere. The Dhamma is like everything related to what the Buddha teach. And existence is like so beautiful. So me, I can just sit down at home admire the marvel of nature. Everything I come to perceive is so pristine or so beautiful, even the ugly, dirty floor or river or stream or whatever. Because you no longer use memory. You see things as they are. Then that mundane mind that do all those funny things cannot do anymore. But the specific phenomenal awareness can see the moment of its arising, sustained and passing away. Every phenomenon is so clear. Then the whole TV, the moment, no matter how far the awareness is here. That's why it sees the characteristic of impermanent everywhere. Then every perception is like that. Every awareness is like that, specific phenomenal awareness. All of nature is like that. You all strive so hard to see anicca, dukkha, anatta, and somehow use the thought and strive, go retreat in and out. That's why I say you do this awareness one. Then later on, when you can develop until trial, you locate the gateway. When this one collapses, no need to see. It shines forth, understand? Like the sun's ray. Past few days, cloudy, cannot see sun. Just now, you know the sun was so hot. For that moment, when the cloud dispersed. So, your nature is like the sun's ray. Does the sun's ray ever stop coming? We are obstructed, and otherwise it never stopped coming. It's all the while there. Your true mind, your true nature, and when the nature is like that, everywhere. So when there is nothing to cloud and obscure, then that nature will see. It will awaken. Then it see and understand totally differently from the thought. Understand not? You know what is the thought? Distract you. Make you lost in thought. Preoccupied with that thought. So that one is actually the creation, the magician that your awareness nature create. Remember? Spacious awareness. Then you focus, you perceive, you think sanghara sanya. Then this one become a thought. Understand? Then when you are inside here with the content, how can you know anything else outside of it? Understand? That's why I told you, man can only do one thing at a time. Either you are aware without thought, then the awareness is aware of the whole existence or specific phenomenal existence. When I pay attention, the phenomenon, that movement, specific phenomenon, or spacious awareness. Spacious awareness means I just stay silent. All movement activity within the phenomenal world of the pneumonia, I can see. I want to know, I can know. That is what mindfulness is, awareness is, sati is. So now, we given this explanation and understanding, I hope you understand. Because the moment you are with the five aggregate, you are no longer aware. True or not? Because what is sati? Awareness before the knowing. How do you know? You have to perceive through memory. The aggregate of mind come out. Even I told you, feeling is very near the awareness. Why? When you aware, no feeling one. You remember I do the dynamic meditation? The itchiness, the feeling? When I develop continuous mindfulness, it's like a type of energy, pure awareness energy. Like, you call what? It's like something, like.
Script.
Not script. Script means kat ngang le. This one is very soothing one. It's like a layer of that pure energy. When it go through that area which is itchy, when the pure awareness is there, your whole nature's awareness is there. Then that area, because there is itchy, I realize that feeling disappear. How I know it disappear? Not because no more itchy. Because I slow down the mindfulness. The moment I slow it down, I didn't do the continuous mindfulness. You know what happened? The itchiness come back. That's why I know. Just like the early year when I was in the university, I was doing this absorption meditation. Then I blank the mind and went into continual mindfulness and absorbed into it. The energy was so strong, it shut off my sense door. You understand? Huh? That one shut off my sense door is so that there is no contact. Understand? Huh? The sense data cannot create contact. That's why when I have this absorption energy, I told you like a cylinder of energy here, very still. Lightning or whatever, it cannot affect me. You know, my senses is like not affected anymore. It's like screen from my mind stay inside. Then I don't have to know outside. So all this, when you meditate, you will have the ability. So explaining this is to let you understand the moment you arise at aggregate of mind means you are lost in thought. Even that feeling, the pure feeling. When you are aware, there is no aggregate of mind. Because mindfulness is awareness before the knowing, before the arising of the aggregate of mind. Understand? Huh? So either you are silent completely with the awareness nature to be aware, either specific phenomena or spacious awareness without a center, or this one, like what I draw, spatial awareness, go and focus, create a thought. Understand? Huh? The sixth and dot. The external data imprint upon contact, you trigger off. This thing in the midst of life, do you know? You have to function as a human being, and they actually move very fast, especially when you are living life, even driving, even at home, because you tend to see, hear, smell, taste, and the worst one is tactile. Then worst one is thinking, the thought non-stop. Understand? Then you keep on reacting to sense experience, like and dislike. Pleasant and everywhere. Then suddenly fear, worry, anxiety. Then sometimes unhappy, sorrow, lamentation. Then problem, everywhere is problem. Then feel something, ayo, is it cholesterol, heart attack? Then cannot be, wow, prostate. Then breath got lump, cancer. So much thing, tactile can trigger off fear like that. No? Then when you see somebody, see something, it trigger off memory. No? Wow, last time I was like that. No? Luckily, all this thinking, especially that mind, this one, it will distract you and make you heedless. There is no possibility of you being mindful and aware unless you develop what? Develop awareness followed by when you aware, you develop what? You see things as they are, you insight into phenomena, you develop what?
Wisdom.
Wisdom. And this wisdom is what? When you contemplate, reflect. Yoniso manasikara, understand? No? Unless you have yoniso manasikara, wisdom born of the Dhamma training, Dhamma understanding, that one will prompt you. At the moment of sense experience, it prompts you. Then you no longer like last time. Understand not? Everything also panic, everything also worry. Not only you worry, later on, your loved one, everything become like your problem. Then not only your children, your loved one, your spouse, your grandchildren also you worry. Understand not? Then a lot of things, your mind will just lashes onto it, no? Because your security is so strong, no? You think you exist, no? That egoic mind, that personality is so strong. That's why this mundane mind, to break security is not so easy, one. Without yoniso manasikara and awareness, wisdom born of this awareness, I can tell you, no way. What you understand is, most of the time, Dhamma knowledge, not applicable to life. That's why you talk about letting go. Who let go? The one without wisdom, try to practice letting go. You try. You can go and practice that practice for umpteen years. until the cow come home. The cow know how to come home or not. So all this is what the understanding. When you understand, you reverse and straighten your view, and you do things differently. That's why I say, stabilize your awareness. Before I came for the retreat, I reminded a lot of Kamita, this retreat, you can stabilize your awareness enough already, then go back, continue. Then the understanding will come by itself. With sati, like I say, no need to see. It see itself, understand? No need to be like, how come I can't see? How come I can't progress? How come I can't awaken? It's because the mundane mind is doing all those funny things and nonsense, understand? When you are lost in thought, become Hitler, how can you be aware? How can you be mind? So, for the fourth stage of Avijja Sutta, what is it? Yoni so manasikara, understand? First, kaya mitaship, got Dhamma friend. Then, opportunity, time to listen to Dhamma, which you all have. Then, your faith, the third step, your faith in the Triple Gem, unshakable. Most of you all have, I think, by now. Then after that, once you have the faith, the virya, sati will be developed. Once sati developed, the initial wisdom will come. We are especially the first turning leading to the second turning contemplative wisdom. That's why I call it the initial wisdom. When that one comes, your mind starts to transform. Because that one will prompt you at the moment of time. Then, instead of reacting and stirring, the Dhamma take over. Understand? Sabbe Sankara Anicang, Sabbe Sankara Dukkang, Sabbe Dhamma Anatta. Then this one, not deluded, right? Doesn't move. Eh? Then I teach you on all those things. Learn to see things as they are. Then I give you the answer. The world is the world. People are just the way they are. Actually, the Buddha also said, whatever arises, there are causes and conditions. Means, whatever happened within this moment, cannot be otherwise, understand? That's why this is the reality, isness of thing. Krishnamurti call it what is, the isness of thing. You cannot argue with nature, you cannot argue with what is. If you want thing your way, which is not the reality or nature's way, you suffer. So all this understanding, including what my teacher teach me, only mighty nature ruling by, understand? He know you, he know me. Form am I, form am I. Then all the other understanding that I share with you. Lai e kong, qi e kong. Understand? Then you realize the foolishness of living life without understanding. Then in between, actually is emptiness. Understand? The universal characteristic is so clear. Then the example is when you are born into the you don't bring along anything. I mean physical, tangible. When you die, you cannot bring along anything too. Then everything is empty. Come empty, go empty. In between, you think you own, you think you possess. You fight, you struggle. And now what? Getting afflicted, misery, then some disease, sick. Over what? Emptiness. Wei hong liu lei, understand?